Yo, what's up, everybody? It is Mr. Ryan Worley checking in for yet another segment of Authentic Smile. On behalf of Authentic Smile, of course, I want to say peace, love, blessings, and positivity to you all out there. I hope you guys are up and at 'em. You've had your breakfast, your meditation, your coffee, your tea, your fuel to get through the day and get everything situated for the day and ready to smash all the goals you set out to conquer today. With that being said, today's topic, stop looking for validation from everyone else and validate yourself. Tell yourself that you're proud of yourself more. A lot of the time, we're so quick to congratulate others and tell other people that we are proud of them or we're happy for them. But what about being happy for yourself? What about telling yourself that you did a great job today? What about telling yourself, you know what, we're going to celebrate today because this happened and I accomplished this today. And this is, I'm moving forward towards the bigger picture in my life. That's something to tell yourself that you're proud of. I read something in a book yesterday, a self-help book. I will drop the title tomorrow for you guys. I don't have the book and I don't remember the title off the top of my head. It was something I read online. And I have to look it up again, but there was something that I came across that made all the sense in the world to me. Like I said, we're so quick to congratulate other people and we never ever even take the time to congratulate ourselves or to tell ourselves how awesome we are, you know, throughout any given day. And let me paint a picture for you. When I was growing up, and I know there's others who have probably gone through this or, you know, grew up this way or similar, I never grew up hearing, hey, Ryan, I'm proud of you for whatever you've done. You know, whatever I've done or, you know, I always wanted to hear I'm proud of you more than congratulations. I always wanted to hear the word proud. You know, when someone's proud of you, that's like a very powerful, positive, affirming word that will fuel anyone. It'll light a fire under you, and it'll give you so much more motivation and so much more determination and so much more focus on whatever it is that you are doing, man, for yourself. To hear proud, that's like, oh man, thank you. You know, most thank you for being proud of me. Like, I worked super hard to accomplish this. You're proud of me? Thanks. You know, now I can never stop because there's someone out there that's proud of me. So I read that as much as that means to a lot of people, including myself, to others it may not, but I'm speaking to everyone here. Get to the point to where you're like super proud of yourself. Validate yourself. We don't even care anymore whether someone tells us that they're proud of us. I was just giving that example. Growing up, I used to want to hear that from other people. But I just read, man, it's all about believing in yourself and being happy for yourself and celebrating yourself. It's not a selfish thing to want to be happy for yourself and to tell yourself that you did a hell of a job today. And you pat yourself on the back and you say, I'm proud of you. And you say you're going to keep killing it. You're going to keep going. Telling yourself that you're proud of yourself does just that. It gives you the drive to keep going. It gives you the determination to never stop. It gives you the focus to create more and to do more. You know, anything else that anyone else tells you or shows you or gives you, that should be the icing on the cake, the cherry on the top. But stop looking for validation from everyone else and validate yourself, because you know why? Every day you wake up and you give thanks for being grateful for waking up, and you have 24 hours or a little less than 24 hours to live out your day and to do whatever it is that you do to survive. At the end of that day, get to the point where you start telling yourself, I'm proud of you today. Every single day. Because guess what? We all know life is very, very hard at times and can be very, very challenging all the time. So I don't know about you guys, making it through one day, making it through a day with all the things that we do. We have families, we're parents, we run businesses, we work, we do whatever it is we do to survive and to feed our souls, right? And then at the end of the day, what? Sometimes during the middle of the day, we're what? Tired, right? We're tired because we've been working, we've been up, we've been alive, you know, we put in energy into the world. That's something to tell yourself that you're proud for. You should tell yourself, I'm proud of you today. You got through the day. You made it home safely. I have this thing to wear when I walk into my house. I have obviously a journal I write in every day, but I have this little jar that I write positive notes and drop into the jar every day that I make it home. And that's one of the things that I always write down. I thank you. It's like a thank you jar. It's like, man, I'm thankful that I made it home today. You know, it's a gratitude jar. I try to show myself and tell myself what I'm thankful for and what I'm grateful for every day at the end of the day. Just like how I start my day. I start my day by writing, you know, what I'm grateful for before, you know, my day even starts. But little stuff like that will mean it means the world to your life change. If you're out changing yourself and bettering yourself and all about growth, gratitude, and greatness like I am, that is my life slogan. I live by that. Please, please, please get to the point to where you can tell yourself that you're proud of yourself every single day. It'll change the way that you look at life, I promise you, and look at your life. And it'll get to the point to where you will be so grateful and happy for yourself that when you do congratulate others, there won't be any, you know, resentment that sneaks up or any type of comparison, because that's what a lot of people do. When you don't have what others have in life, and it might be some cool things that you think that they have and some cool accomplishments and success and all these things, right? You'll stop feeling like you're still chasing whatever it is that you see out in the world, you know? Tell yourself that you're proud of yourself so you can be right where you are. You can be present in the life that you're living right now for yourself and be happy and man, ecstatic about what it is that you're doing. So you can continue to move forward. So you can continue to work your tail off to continue to make that success and build that success and grow as a person and be more loving and be more balanced and realign and be just a really good person in the world and a really happy person in the world. Every day is not happy, obviously, but we have the opportunity to make it that way. And that's an excuse to me that I want my everyone that I care about to stop making. You can be happy every day. I don't care what anyone says. And if you're not happy every day, you certainly can get happy every day. But you have to change your mindset, right? Tell yourself that you're proud of yourself and stop being mute and stop congratulating others before yourself. It's all about yourself at the end of the day, right? You have to get to a point to where you're vibrating so freaking high. Then, you know, when it's time for you to support others and be there for others, congratulate others and tell others that you're proud of them, it'll be as genuine and pure as you need it to be. That's all I have to say today, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in for yet another segment. Please like, share, comment. If you have not followed us on Instagram yet, please follow on Instagram at @AuthenticSmile_. And also, if you want to tap in with my personal world a little bit, you can follow me at @RyanLWorley_ on Instagram. You guys be legendary, make legendary impact, and do your thing. Do your thing. And don't forget to pray first. Authentic Smile out. Peace.